and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our thanks to all of our guests here this morning. Jonathan Rivers there, the program director with Green Apple Bikes program. And also to both Cliff Williams and Brady Burton from Riley County Schools, Blue Valley Randolph. We're going to shift gears here. Nick McNamara in our news department had a chance to yesterday to speak with the Army Corps of Engineers, Brian McNulty, and also Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins on the latest lake levels out at Tuttle Creek. Of course, it has gone up a little bit here with all the extra precipitation we've seen this spring. And we're going to play you a little bit of a news feature here from Nick McNamara.
Flooding across the Midwest along the Missouri River and its tributaries has caused at least $3 billion in damage already and forced thousands from their homes. And while floodwaters are receding, there's an elevated risk of moderate to major flooding through May in 25 states, including a large swath of north central and northeastern Kansas. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Spring Outlook, released on March 21st. The outlook says the majority of the country is favored to experience above-average precipitation this spring, increasing the flood risk. As a result of all that precipitation upstream, Tuttle Creek Army Corps of Engineers Operation Project Manager Brian McNulty says they're storing water right now at the reservoir.
The peak flows that came out of Iowa and South Dakota and Nebraska are working their way through Missouri right now. In fact, that peak is just passing Waverly, Missouri last night and is almost to Miami, Missouri now. That's pretty much our target point for releases.
McNulty says until downstream flows drop off, they won't be releasing any water either.
The lake's approaching 35 feet above normal. That's about 40% of the capacity, so we're not even halfway to filling our flood pool.
According to the Corps, Tuttle Creek Lake on Tuesday was at 1109 feet. Current forecasts have the lake cresting between 1112 and 1113 feet. Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins says their trigger point is when the lake reaches 1116 feet.
When it touches the spill gates, then we start having regular meetings with the Corps. Below that, I mean, that's just the dam doing its normal thing and hold the water the way it's supposed to.
There's still a long way to go before Tuttle Creek reaches historic levels. In 1993, the lake reached 1137 feet, nearly 63 feet above normal. Collins says the further projected precipitation could result in a lengthy closure of the dam,
which impacts the recreational use of it because of the access for boats and stuff like that.
Inflow into the reservoir has steadily decreased in the past 10 days as well. That's from a peak of 45,000 cubic feet per second on March 14th to 4,600 cubic feet per second as of Tuesday morning. And while floodwaters recede, they leave in their wake 11 levees that failed during the flooding last week. KCUR reports that they were maintained by local associations or private owners, and just one was inspected by the Army Corps of Engineers this year. Some have laid responsibility for the levee breaks at the Corps' feet, while others claim the levees are well designed and perform as they should, but you can't put a gallon of water in a quart jug. McNulty says they're currently undergoing inspections this week at Tuttle Creek.
We're doing our full instrumentation reading today and tomorrow. We do that periodically, so everything on the dam is performing as designed.
Locally, precipitation is predicted through the weekend. Offices across the National Weather Service continue to work closely with local communities and provide decision support services and special briefings to emergency managers and other city, state, and federal government leaders. The high levels at the reservoir have resulted in a number of roads in and around the dam being flooded, including around Wildcat Marina. McNulty has some safety tips for those who will be in the vicinity of the waters.
The phrase, "Turn around, don't drown," if you encounter floodwaters, that applies both standing water and the moving water. So I would encourage the people in the area to follow that rule. We'll still continue to monitor those conditions in the basin downstream, and our website has information on current conditions for the rivers and lakes.
Tuttle Creek Army Corps of Engineers personnel also post current lake information on their Facebook page.
And another point is with all the record flooding that's happened on the Missouri River, you know, our agency's in this for the long haul. We're already getting requests for assistance for levee repairs on the Missouri River, and we'll be moving into that recovery phase just as soon as this water starts going down on the Missouri River.
For News Radio KMAN, this is Nick McNamara with your InFocus special report.
All right. Thank you for that, Nick. Lots of good information there on Tuttle Creek. And, you know, obviously our eyes are going to be on that here going forward here in the spring. Is flooding likely to continue through May here, at least moderate to major flooding in the Midwest?
You know, I was looking at the NOAA map, and the more concentrated areas of concern are to the north of northern portions of the Missouri River, to include Nebraska and Iowa. And mostly the eastern sections of Nebraska flowing directly into the Missouri, but not necessarily right above us. It still seems like there is potential, but obviously it depends a lot on how much rain may come along here in the next couple of months. But it's something that, you know, we're keeping our eye on it. That was a good report by Nick. So that was a lot of good information there, and we're going to continue to share that information.
Absolutely.
We will have further updates on that vehicle crash that claimed three lives early this morning. It was on 177 there at the junction of I-70. Tomorrow on In Focus, by the way, we'll have Jesse Romo from the Manhattan Regional Airport and Robin Cole from Pawnee Middle Health to join us here on KMAN tomorrow for In Focus. Rest of the day, Clark Howard next hour, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon shortened because we have K-State Wichita State baseball with coverage on K-Man beginning at 5:30. It's 10 o'clock at K-Man. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for.